thing on.
This thing's on. Paul's turning that thing on. Psalms, the 36th Psalm. We'll try and finish up today. Let's just read from verse 7 on. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down and shall not be able to rise. Left off last week with, in thy light shall we see light. The only light there is Christ. It's what John said. Light has come into the world. Manifest in the flesh. Light came into the world. But it was also manifested that men love darkness rather than light. It's not that they just didn't like the light. They love darkness. That's our choice as human beings. And that's as our choice now as far as the flesh is concerned. We're the oddities in this world. We're the strange ones in this world. We're the ones that love light. Believers love the light of the gospel, the light of Christ, the light of His Word, the light of gathering together in His name to worship Him. There's lots of people that gather together on this day, but it ain't to see the light. It's not to see the light. It's to see darkness. They're gathered all around us. I've been in some of the places, you've been in some of the places where they'll spend more time on what you should do and how you should do it and what you're doing it's going to get for you than what David wrote here. How excellent is thy loving kindness. Therefore, because of thy loving kindness, men put their trust under his wings. Safety, preservation, protection under his wings. We do see light, but only in His light. Because He is the only light. And who is the we? The servants of God. That's where this psalm is coming from. A psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. I think I read it last week. I'll do it again. 2 Corinthians 4 and 6 says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give. You're going to have it. It's not for you to receive, although you will receive it. He is giving to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's where the light is. That's who the light is. And that is the light. Jesus Christ. Now, this word light is the same word used in the Hebrew. It's basically translated over into the Greek and then translated over into English for us. And I put down here, because that means using the same word light in this Hebrew, this was in the Hebrew. In thy light we see light. That's the same word both times. We see who is shining. We see the same thing that is shining. That's his gift to us. Jesus Christ came in the world. He is light, and we see him. Not another. In his light, we see light, and in his light, we see him. We know him. It has been given to us to know the Son of God. What a wonderful blessing that is. We get to know Christ. I mean, what a privilege and what a pleasure. And the world won't have it. I wouldn't have it before. But I love it now. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. What's it say back here? I've lost it. It ain't that big a psalm. How do I miss this? There. Verse 9, the very beginning of it. For with thee is the fountain of life. Who's the fountain of life? Jesus Christ. There is life in Christ Jesus, and that's the only place there is life. There is light, and he is that light. He is light. Outside of him is nothing but darkness, which men love. And the Son is that fountain of life, who is with the Father. The life is his, and he is life, and he is the source of all life. Just as he is light, and he is the source of all light. God hath shined in our hearts to give this light. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I said it last week, I'll say it again. The light will shine. The light does shine. The problem is with us. Either we'll see it, see him, or we won't see the light. And if you won't see the light, it's because you love darkness in the place of the light. It's not saying the light's not there, it's saying they cannot see it. The light shines. The light always shines. Otherwise, it's not light. This is what the light does. John 1 and verse 9 says, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The light shines always. The true light always shines, but the darkness didn't comprehend it. The darkness cannot comprehend it. There's nothing wrong with the light. It's us. I have met the problem, and it's us. Because if you don't see His light, how great is that darkness? Verse 10. Oh, continue. Oh, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee. And thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Continue, continue, continue. Now we are told to continue. I read it a few weeks ago. If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. We are told to continue. We are told. But here David is speaking of thy loving kindness. He is praying to the Lord for the Lord to continue. Because any continuing I do, any continuing we have, any continuing we do is because He continues in His loving kindness. Again, the source is always God. Of anything good, of anything right, of anything righteous, of anything holy. He is the source of all. He's the source of our continuing. Why? Because He continues His loving kindness unto them that know Thee. We are told to continue. But the only way we can continue is if He continues. And I like where he started here. I told you before, I like where he started with the mercy. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens right here. O continue thy loving kindness. That's where it starts for me. This is from the perspective, from the point of view of the servant of the Lord. It's from our looking at it. Like we were talking in between services, Mason, it all comes from the grace of God. But my first knowledge of it is when He shows me mercy. And then I learn a few things. I learn about His, I learn to be abundantly satisfied in Him. I learn about His mercy. I learn about His faithfulness, His righteousness, His judgments, and that He preserveth man and beast. I learned that that all flows to me from His loving kindness. Jeremiah 31 and verse 3 put it this way, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Some people have problems with that. But again, that's their problem. God's love is everlasting. If He loves you now, He loved you then. If He loves you now, He's going to continue in His loving kindness. Eternity, I don't comprehend. But eternal, He is. Whether I comprehend it or not. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And yes, that even means drawn against your will. Because your will was just as corrupt as everything else we had. My will is just as corrupt as everything else I have. I have to be drawn. But it's because of His loving kindness, because of His everlasting love, He draws me with loving kindness. We were His children before the foundation of the world. Chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. He loved us. And then, in time, He draws us to Himself. He gives us the light. The light shines into us. And this is where David starts with this. His loving kindness. Because God is love, and God loves His children eternally. And Lord, please continue in Thy loving kindness. I still need that today. Every day. And from His loving kindness, all the other blessings flow. From His love. We are drawn, we are given life, we are kept all through His loving kindness. And He says, continue thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Both of these blessings David is praying for certain people. The upright in heart and them that know Thee. That's the same people in this context right here. Notice I'm not the upright in flesh. I'm upright in heart. And it really sounds strange to say that, but it's only true in Christ and in His loving kindness. In me, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. But I'm not just the flesh anymore. He has given His Spirit to His people to dwell in us. And whether you feel it or not, whether you know it or not, in His sight you are upright. In His sight we know Him. In His sight we have been given the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. But that righteousness must continue as well as the loving kindness. And the righteousness does continue because of His loving kindness. The judge of all the earth has done right, shall do right, and is doing right now. And Jesus Christ has been made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. In Him we are upright in heart. And this righteousness must continue. Verse 11. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. Save me from my pride. And save me from the pride of others. This is one of the things that God hates. Pride. And this is one of the things we're full of in our flesh. But now He does switch to they here. I'm always reminded of John 10 and verse 28 when I read stuff like this. Christ speaking, he says, "And I give unto them eternal life." His loving kindness is going to continue. "And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." And no man being able includes even yourself. Well, there are people out there that will teach you that you can lose your salvation. Well, in one way they're right. Because if it's your salvation, you can lose it. If it's his salvation, you never will, because you didn't get it in the first place. They teach that you basically, for the most part, have to help God save yourself. And that's hooey. It's his loving kindness that draws us in. It's his loving kindness which continues and keeps us. He preserves. He preserves. No man can pluck one of the children of God out of his hand. "Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me." Amen. It won't. Not even your own pride. Not even your own wickedness. Which David started out. It says, within my heart. Verse 12 says, "There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down and shall not be able to rise." The workers of iniquity are fallen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It is happening. They are cast down. "And they shall not be able to rise." I think I mentioned it last week. I got it written down here. This is where I had it written down. Luke 20 and verse 18 says, "For whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." Now, I'll tell you something, the workers of iniquity will be ground to powder. "And they shall not be able to rise." But I got to thinking about it, especially in light of what David said here. Everything he sees here, he does see in himself, as well as others. And this is all true. One day, I'm going to lay this body down if Christ doesn't come first. One day, I'm going to lay this body down. And he has promised the resurrection to his people. But when I lay this body down, my iniquity, my flesh, is going to stay down with it. It shall not rise. I have been promised to rise. You have been promised to rise if you're in him. But your iniquity will not. Your sinfulness will not. We have to live with it in this life day after day. But then I remembered the words of Job when he said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon this earth, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. My iniquity shall fall away, and my wickedness shall be cast down, and it shall not be able to rise. And I'm looking for that day. And it's going to happen. He's promised it. Job saw it. I get so tickled sometimes. These people think, well, you know, them Old Testament people, they were kind of ignorant about stuff. Have you ever read the Old Testament? That's what I want to say. Job says, I know my Redeemer lives. What are we saying here today? I know my Redeemer lives. And if you don't know your Redeemer lives, again, that's your problem. Because he lives. Jesus Christ lives. And is that fountain of life. And is that light. And still is that light. And he's still shining. The world will not see it. The world cannot see it. He promised to send the Comforter, and he did. The Holy Spirit came, what whom the world cannot receive. But we'll see it. You can see it here as far as from our perspective, from our life, the way we live it, what David is writing here. We start out with seeing our condemnation, then we see his mercy, then we see his grace. And we are abundantly satisfied with his house. And in thy light, we see his light. We see him. And we see that he does continue in his loving kindness toward us. And one day, the iniquity is going down. The wickedness is going down. And that's true in the physical world. It's going to happen. But even within me, one day, this flesh, in which there is no good thing, is either going down or it's going to be changed in the moment in a twinkling of the eye. We have been given these great and wonderful blessings from the God of all glory, from his Son, Jesus Christ, his Spirit. This is what he is doing for us, each and every individual. And it ought to make you happy. He is taking care of his children as the father of his children. The good shepherd is caring for his sheep. And the Holy Spirit is guiding the people of God. Every single day until the end, whether it's the end of me or it's the end of all, whether it's the end of you or the end of all, he has promised and he will perform that which he has promised. He is performing that which he has promised. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for all that you have given to us, all that you have done for us, and all that you shall do and give. Every good gift and perfect gift cometh down from you, the Father of lights. Shine unto us with thy glorious grace and love and mercy and truth. We'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen.